The words chosen for this morning, the opening of Bethany Lutheran Theological Seminary, are found in the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy, the 39th verse. See now that I myself am He. There is no God beside me. I put to death and I bring to life. I have wounded and I will heal. And no one can deliver out of my hand. In Jesus Christ, the divine physician, dear fellow redeemed. In 1967, I was a junior in high school, and that's some time ago, sad to say. In that year, when many high school and college students were thinking of the Vietnam War and going to San Francisco with a flower in our hair, something fantastic happened in, of all places, apartheid, South Africa, the place where the World Cup games were held this summer. A South African surgeon by the name of Christian Bernard shocked the world. What did he do? He cut open an individual's chest and stopped his heart. First time it was ever done. Then, to revive the individual, he exchanged his heart with another. He literally killed his patient to restore him to life. Notice what the Lord says in our text. It is I who put to death and give life. I wound and I heal. He is the divine physician of the soul that gives life and who sends men as physicians of the soul. That's the purpose of our seminary, to send such individuals. This morning, first, we want to consider the divine physician. Every one of us here is going to face death. For some of us, it's probably a long way off. For others, it isn't. St. Paul says, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins." He's saying that by nature, we were already dead. As a man can do nothing to revive himself when he's dead, so we could do nothing to revive ourselves spiritually. That terrible bondage can still be seen in our lives right now, because so often we continue to do those things. Our old sinful flesh continues to do those things that we know are going to hurt ourselves and those around us. Think of it for a moment. We're gathered here as Christians whose purpose is to show the love of Christ. And yet how often aren't we a little bit cold to those around us and sometimes a bit heartless? We know that another individual in the classroom or in the dormitory is in need of our help, but we just ignore that person because we don't want to be bothered. There's so many things to do right now, isn't there? Oh, at times we even become bitter and hold grudges against those who are supposed to be one with us in Christ's body. We gather here as Christians each morning, and yet how often aren't we distracted by the oddity of the preacher, or by the people around us, so we're not fed with the bread of life, the one thing needful that we heard about yesterday. What a wretched thing our sinful flesh is. Because of our sin, by nature, we each face eternal death. But as a physician cures his patient by wounding him in order to heal him, so God wounds us through his law in order to heal us through his gospel. Jesus uses the sharp knife of the law to cut deeply into the hearts of each and every one of us so that we see our lost condition, so that we realize why we need him so desperately. It isn't just a surface wound that we have, our sinful condition. It isn't just a rash. No. Sin oozes through our every member. It is a wretched situation indeed. Because of our sin, we face death. No question. But just as that surgeon, Jesus, the loving physician, first takes the law to stop our sin-infested, corrupt hearts, stops them through the law, and then transforms them through the gospel of his salvation. That wonderful medicine of the gospel he prepared for each one of us, for you and for me, by coming to this earth and living a life exactly like ours without sin, which his Father accepts as the life of every other person in the world. And then what did he do? He took that whole mass of sin, those sins that we're carrying, the ones that we feel today, the ones that we don't feel, he took that whole load on his back on the cross and paid for them all, blotting them out, washing them into the depths of the sea. And how do you get the medicine? How does the medicine apply to us? It is through the preaching of the word and the sacraments. There the medicine flows to us. And Jesus, as the Good Samaritan, pours balm and healing on our corrupt flesh, binding up our wounds. That wonderful treasure is offered here each morning. It is offered in divine worship and in our own personal Bible studies. And it's received by a simple, confident faith in him as our Savior. The divine physician gives life. Second thing this morning, he sends men to be physicians of the soul. The seminary is training individuals to do that. Their tools, what's going to be in their toolbox, if you will, it's going to be law and gospel. Their work is the same as the divine physician. Their purpose will be in their parishes to wound each heart through the law so that we see our sin and then dispense the sweet balm of the gospel, that healing treasure that can give hope in this life. Divine physician calls our seminarians and all pastors to dispense, to give out the mysteries of God, the means of grace. Those means of grace are so important because we said earlier they bring us the treasure of Christ. They bring us Christ himself. That's how he comes to us. Without our Lord Jesus Christ, this life has no meaning and purpose. It's a downward drift from futile birth, as Franzman's hymn says. Without Christ, there's always something that's going to be missing in your life. Regardless of what you're thinking this morning, that will make you happy. You may have a whole list in your mind. If I have this, this, and that, I will be content. I will tell you, it won't work. And not just me, Solomon, the old king, did everything that people today think is a bit exciting, and it turned powder in his mouth. And he said, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Only Jesus can give peace and purpose in this life. This is the priceless treasure that those in the public ministry dispense. It is a wonderful treasure. I therefore, this morning, as I do every year at this time, want to encourage every young man here to consider the preaching and teaching ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to encourage every young lady here to consider the teaching ministry in our college course for Christian day school teachers. Here, oh, we're giving that which gives peace in this life and hope for the life to come. If full-time service in the church is not possible for you, then don't think there's nothing I can do. Share the gospel of Christ with those around you. The good news of full forgiveness in Jesus. There's such a need today. There are people that are despairing all around us. You have a unique opportunity. You are in a world, you're in a world that's different than ever before. You're meeting people from all over. You are here with new people. Be sure that everyone around you has heard of Christ, and not that they are the living dead. All around us, the souls of men are dying, and the Master is calling for us to help. The Lord Jesus, the divine physician of souls, who heals and binds up our wounds, today is calling for each one of us to share the gospel. He's calling for pastors and teachers. What an awesome responsibility. We have the antidote that will stop the death process, that will save the people around us. We can wonder about our abilities to do this. Yet we need not worry. Through his means of grace, he gives us the strength to do all things through him, the power to overcome and obtain the victory. The Lord Jesus, the divine physician, is calling for you. Let none hear you idly saying, there is nothing I can do. While the souls of men are dying and the Master calls for you, take the task he gives you gladly. Let his work your pleasure be. Answer quickly when he calleth. Here am I. Send me. Send me. Amen.